Okay. Case number 10,144, Cedars Academy, LLC, south of Road 545, Rifle Range Road, 3,500 feet west of Road 594, a special use exception to place a manufactured home as a classroom.
Okay. Name and address.
John Singleton, 21006 Wesley Church Road in Seaford.
Mr. Singleton, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Chairman. Thank you for your time. This is my second presentation that I've had the opportunity of doing as we have a growing school. And we are looking at placing a modular unit for a new science lab and for a new art classroom, as well as in this modular unit will be four offices located. In those offices would be our clinical department for our school, for my clinicians, as well as for my psychiatrist. Cedars Academy is a special needs residential school in Bridgeville, and we have definitely grown to our capacity and needing some extra space. This will be temporary modular unit, hopefully for just a few years to be able to go into our capital project of being able to build a larger school facility to be able to house what we're using these two modular units if this one is approved.
Okay.
You already have one?
Yes. This group approved one approximately a year ago. Yes. It'd be very similar in construction and look. It's a very nice looking unit.
For how long was that last one approved? Do you
remember? I think 5 years.
5 years.
So whatever capital campaign you're going to get into would then replace both of them?
Yes,
at the same
it would.
Time?
Most of you would need this one would be 4 years.
You also had one in 89, too, right? You approved a private...
I would be unable to answer that simply because I've only been there for two years.
All right.
And I'm not really sure.
You had a conditional use for that, and then you placed a mobile home as a library, is that correct?
Yes, okay. A library and computer lab last year.
Okay.
But currently there's only one temporary structure on the property.
That is correct.
Right.
Okay.
Then this would be good for this be just for 4 years and then tied in with the other one.
That's perfect.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
What size is the mobile?
Oh, goodness. That's a good question, and I did not bring that diagram with me. It's exact same size as the one last year. Exactly the same size.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
How old? Brand new?
Brand new. That will be provided to us by William Scotsman out of Baltimore.
Okay. Thank you. And Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 10,144 for a period of 4 years and the minimum of branch before we leave.
Do I have a second to that motion?
It's a special use exception.
Special use.
One substantially affect adversely.
Yeah.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,144 for a period of 4 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Chairman, thank you.
Case number 10,146, 241 LLC.